Hi, and welcome back to Sci-Fi Hour. If you're just tuning in, we had an incredible chat with author Dan Dates, a test pilot, a fighter pilot, and now we're going to be speaking to the amazing G.S. Jensen, and she is a friend of the show. She has been on before. She has 19-plus novels. It might even be more than that. And before we start our chat, I have a book buzz from a prequel that is prepping everyone for the next novel that's coming out in just a couple days for G.S. Jensen. Big Ed, we're ready for the book buzz.
Hello, fellow sci-fi readers. This is author Bria Burton reporting for Joy on Paper with your science fiction book buzz. Today's communique to galaxies near and far includes a sci-fi space opera prequel, Extinguishing the Stars by G.S. Jensen, with stellar narration by Piper Down. This Amaranth Universe short story is available in print, ebook, and audiobook. Now, let's download the book buzz. Alien invaders called the Rasu are decimating the colony planet of Mentanu with their limitless supply of warships that duplicate like cells, meaning the Rasu cannot die because even the smallest atom left behind can be duplicated to create more machines, including space-faring dreadnoughts. The only way to save the planet is through a new technology that hasn't been completed. The leading scientist has vanished, and former spy Liren is drawn back into the seedy underbelly of the Alacri homeworld by his ex-wife, the deputy director of state security, to try and rescue the scientist. The risks are high, but the stakes for every member of civilization are even higher. If he fails, the Rasu will make sure no one is left alive before they swarm the next unsuspecting colony. Diving headlong back into the fray of deep undercover work, Liren discovers a plot to undo the world's only hope to survive the alien attack, and he's running out of time to stop it. Author G.S. Jensen, an internationally best-selling author since her first novel, Starshine, was published in 2014, is a gypsy at heart. When she isn't writing, she's gaming or working out or getting lost in the mountains that loom large outside the windows in her home. Or she's sitting on her back porch with a glass of wine, looking up at the stars, trying to figure out what could be up there. This is Bria Burton with your futuristic fiction fix, signing off.
Okay, and do we have G.S. Jensen on the line?
Yes, you do.
Hi, G.S. It's so great to hear your voice and to chat with you. I am so excited to talk to you today and just welcome you back to Joy on Paper and Sci-Fi Hour.
Thank you. It is so great to be here again. And let me say, that was such a fantastic teaser for Extinguishing the Stars. I am totally going to borrow that.
You absolutely may. Of course, do. And oh my goodness, I have had such a blast. You so kindly sent me a copy of Starshine, and I have your signature. I'm showing off my signed copy to the Instagram crowd that's watching, the YouTube crowd that's watching. I don't know how well they can see it because the camera for the YouTube crowd is a little far, but they can probably see the cover of Starshine, your first novel that was mentioned, published in 2014. Beautiful cover, and the kickoff to your Amaranth universe, which I said 19 plus. Tell me how many books are in this series.
The one that comes out this Thursday will be 22.
22 now. Okay, yes. And yeah, there's the brand new book that's being released. And my goodness, I just, as a writer, still working on getting that first novel out there. I do have short stories out in the world, but it's inspiring to see how prolific you have been and continuing a connected story. That is no easy feat. It's very neat to see how you've managed to tie together certain characters from one book to the next, and then you've got a few standalones that are still part of the universe but have other characters that maybe aren't part of the main story. That is a lot to keep track of. What's your secret for keeping track of all this?
I'm very obsessive. And I also document everything. I use Notion. I don't know, a lot of people are probably familiar with it as basically everything app. And so I write down everything.
I'm actually not. Tell us more. I might need this app.
Okay. Evernote used to be what everyone used.
Ah, yes.
And okay. It's the next evolution of that type of note-taking technology.
I see.
You can just take notes in it, but you can also make databases, and you can use images and tables and toggle lists, and just about any way that works for you to represent information, you can make it do that.
Okay. Oh, that's so the writers who are listening, writing series, and not even that you have to be writing a series, but to keep track of some of your characters and plot. Yeah, Notion, great app to use that works for J.S. Jensen. And okay, let's talk a little bit about Extinguishing the Stars before we get into the book that precedes it. So this is a short story prequel. And the main character in this short story, Liren, I am working my way. So I finished Starshine and I'm now on the second book. And I got to listen to your incredible interview with Patsy on the YouTube channel that she interviewed you. And she had a couple things mistaken that you and I had not actually met in person. I think she thought we met at a conference, which I hope I get to meet you at a conference. I would love to go to Dragon Con sometime, and you mentioned you go to Dragon Con in Atlanta.
Yes, you absolutely should. If you're going to go to a convention, then go to that one.
And will you be there this year?
Yes, I will.
Okay, good. I'm putting it on my bucket list. I will get there one of these years. So yes, absolutely. Would love to meet you at a conference. And then I have not gotten through all your books yet, so I'm making my way. But
it's a lot of books. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, but they're wonderful. They're so well written. They're so engaging. The series that I've compared it to is the Expanse series by James S.A. Corey, in the sense of it's a space opera with a little bit of the military side, a little bit of the personal character stories. It just, I, as a reader, get so invested in these characters. And then even reading one of the standalone novels, Medusa Falling, it's a character that we meet Marley. She's a child in Starshine, right? We're talking the same Marley. I'm not mistaking that, right? Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. Yes.
She has a very tiny role in the very first novel as a child. And then fast forward to her standalone novel where she's the heroine. And yeah, the way that you so deftly characterize these heroes, who it's a lot of fun to follow them. There is just some really fantastic writing craft there. And as we talk about Extinguishing the Stars, and I've got it on Kindle, I'm holding it up to the Instagram crowd right now and letting them see that beautiful cover. I just love all your covers. So this character, Liren, does he appear in any of your other books?
No, he does not. In the timeline, Extinguishing the Stars is actually 9,000 years ago, if you can believe it.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when I say it's a prequel, it's a far prequel, but it nonetheless really sets the stage for the events of the book that's coming out this week, The Universe Within.
Yes.
It's the story of how these guys get in the predicament that 9,000 years later we find them in.
Yes. Yes. And some of that just ripping in space-time and little things like pocket universes and side space and the aliens that you have different names for your aliens. It is just such a blast. It's such a blast. It's so creative.
Yay.
And so when readers are getting their copy, I wanted to mention, because I know you've mentioned this, that your short stories are free on your website. And is that just always true, or is that they're temporarily free here and there? Okay.
That is always true. And in fact, they're free at all of the retailers as well.
Mm.
Amazon, Apple, Google Play, Kobo, all of that. You can download them for free. There is a collection of the first seven that's 99 cents. If you want to limit your downloads.
Yes, to get them all in one little short story collection. Yeah, okay, that's awesome. And just to direct the readers who are saying, where do I go? gsjensen.com, and I'll spell it, gsjensen.com is your website, correct?
Yes.
And all you have to do is scroll down just a little bit and you will see some of the free downloads. And then there's books, the book link at the top, and you can check out all 21 going on 22 books. They're just, right. I'm looking at the covers again. They're so gorgeous. And okay, so when we join Liren on his little adventure, is he the character that we're going to follow into the novel that comes out? So you mentioned it's 9,000 years later. So is it him we'll start with, or?
No, his descendant is one of the main characters in the book. He does appear. He is unfortunately no longer with us 9,000 years later.
So not an eternal being.
Yet. No, and I do have some of those in the Amaranth series. Mm-hmm. So it's not outside the realm of possibility. But no, the Elakri are not immortal. But he does appear in the book nonetheless through some journal entries that the main character discovers.
Okay, so we'll just dive into it. The Universe Within is the novel releasing on Thursday. And it looks like we're back with Alex and Caleb.
That's right.
Okay, and so
this is, this is 20 years later, 20 years after Starshine.
Okay, so 20 years have passed. Alex and Caleb met in the first novel, Starshine, and they've had adventures throughout the series.
Quite.
And now, 20 years later, and Alex and Caleb are married now, and she's the pilot, and he's the former spy.
That's right.
Yeah. And I mentioned the side space, the pocket universes. They, from the beginning, I got a little sample of this book. And from the beginning, they're noticing these rifts in space-time. And so they are going to go exploring. And what, for example, what is side space in your novels?
Side space is a sort of additional quantum dimension that some characters that have joined with artificial intelligences, are able to access, and it allows them to cast their consciousness anywhere in the universe that they want to send it.
Okay. Yeah. So there's an AI with Alex in her mind, and there's one with Caleb has his own.
Caleb does not have an AI.
Well, what
kind? Caleb has a planetary intelligence it's actually a sentient planet. All of that is what happens in those 20 books that are in between.
Okay. Yes. But the Universe Within is a standalone.
It is.
Yeah.
And I tried as much as I could to make it a standalone, given that there's such this tremendous history with these characters.
Yes.
I tried to explain it where I could and make it interesting and tantalizing so that if readers find that they really love Alex and Caleb and are intrigued by the references to things that have happened, then they can go back to Starshine and dive into the whole series.
Yes, and it's worth it. Do it. Do it, listeners. Okay, I can't help but think about what is happening today with the brain chips that are out there. And it's not like they're new. Brain chips have been around for a little while. But there's newer developments, of course, that have happened with recent. There was the first Twitter post via a brain chip with no physical typing. It was just with the brain. And I say Twitter, it's X now, so I always forget that. So let's talk a little bit about real world versus future world, and how do you use things that are going on in the real world to speak into what you're writing?
So Starshine and the series as a whole starts 300 years from now. And so when I set out to create everything, I spent a lot of time thinking about what can we do in 300 years? Look at what we have now and try to extrapolate and see where we will have gotten then. Of course, it's a fool's errand. We can't know, especially as it feels like technology is accelerating so much. The things that I envisioned us having in Starshine 300 years from now, we might have in 2 decades, at the rate things are going.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, yes. Yeah.
But I did assume that we have extensive cybernetics, chips in our brain, and not just chips, but neural wiring and that type of thing that enable us to do things like communicate, I guess you would call it telepathically. Basically, we can send text messages to each other just using our brains.
Okay.
Access the internet just using our brains, because that sort of hardware is, children get it as they grow up. It's a gradual process. And by the time someone is an adult, they have all of these capabilities wired into their bodies.
Okay. And so this is looking ahead to, okay, we have this now, so maybe this is coming later. I always ask myself these questions, and I wonder if you do too. What do you think about the ethical side of, say, the genetics and the putting these types of things in our minds?
Of course, right now, the work that's been doing, I think, is all good because they're focusing on quadriplegics and the blind and people who have other debilitating issues that this kind of technology can only help them interact with the world in so many new ways. And so that's great. And it's absolutely right. That's the first areas that they should focus on. But of course, if it works and as it gets better, it's going to grow well beyond that. I'm an optimist at heart. And I think anyone who's read many of my books will get that because there is an inherent optimistic vision that runs throughout all of the books.
Oh, yeah, I could see that. Absolutely. Yes.
And so, of course, there are evil actors out there in the world, and there are difficult ethical questions and that type of thing. And, of course, right now we're staring it down with AI and ChatGPT and its ilk and a lot of difficult questions that we have to answer. But I have to hope that we will work our way through it and come out to the right answer. Humanity's story is one of improving our flawed selves. If you look back in history, and we've come so far in terms of how we treat each other and the world and everything. And so I have to think that's going to keep going.
And I totally hear that optimism as I read your books. Absolutely. It's so refreshing. And the aliens, for example. So you've got in your series different, and I'm going to mispronounce probably brutally, the Anadans.
That's fine.
And the one that starts with D, will you pronounce that one?
The Zvar. Is that what you mean?
The Zvar, yes.
Yeah.
And the Rasu, are we introduced to the Rasu in this? Or is that just a name because it's 9,000 years ago? That's just the name that group of people, the Alacri, give to the aliens that have already been mentioned in another name. Does my question make sense?
Yeah, no, but yes, it does. And no, the Rasu are actually the main villain in the 6-book series that I recently finished, Riven Worlds.
Ah, okay.
So basically, so they're a big bad, which you get from reading Extinguishing the Stars.
Yes.
And so 9,000 years ago, they were rampaging across galaxies. And yesterday, in my book universe, they were still rampaging through galaxies.
Yes.
And that's the plot of the Riven Worlds books.
Okay. So. Ooh, can't wait to get to those. Sometimes these big villains, when they are so powerful, from a writer's perspective, it can be so hard to go, how am I going to get my characters out of this? Like, they're just going to get swallowed whole in the end. They're dead. You've got a really big bad in the Rasu. And so will this be the first time were Alex and Caleb in that series, or was it different heroes?
No, but it was Alex and Caleb. And I know the timeline can get confusing. The Universe Within happens 3 years after the end of the Riven World series. They have actually defeated the Rasu, but it's why they know about them or quite familiar with them.
Okay. Yes. So, we're seeing where this is going to go. Yeah. Okay. And just some of the really fun scientific aspects, and you get into the quantum realm. And how much fun do you just have writing these books? As a reader, I feel your fun because I'm having fun reading.
I do. I've always been such a nerd about this stuff from the time I was young, and now I get to write about it.
Yeah. Okay. And I know we have had the interview last year, or maybe it was the year before, but we probably addressed this, but I'll just bring it back for the new listeners who have joined us since you were last on the show. We've got a few minutes. Talk briefly about your writing history, and you just started it. You've always been enjoying sci-fi.
Oh, that's right. I read Foundation when I was 13 and was a sci-fi fan ever since then. One of my teachers gave me Cosmos by Carl Sagan around the same time, and that changed my life. And I've been a space and astronomy fan ever since then. Despite all of that, I did become a lawyer and lost my way for a while, as it were. Yeah, but gave that a darn.
You sound real broken up about it.
I am so broken up about it. And, of course, I had written when I was young, in high school and college, all of that. Practicing law was a soul-sucking profession, and so I quit writing. I actually mostly quit reading, which was such a travesty. Mm-hmm. So after I was out of law for a little while, I started writing again and then started writing a lot.
We've seen the results of that, writing a lot, 22
books
right. later. And yes. Okay, let's talk about, while we have just a couple minutes left, talk about the launch of The Universe Within. What can listeners do to get their copy as soon as it's released on Thursday the 20th?
They can go pre-order it today. It is up for pre-order, again, at all of the retailers, or you can just go to my website. It's dsjensen.com/universe-within. And it'll have links to all of the retailers. So if you pre-order it now, it will show up in your e-reader app.
Okay.
Around midnight Wednesday night.
If they want a print copy, is that coming later, or is that part of the pre-order as well?
You can't pre-order a print from the retailers.
Okay.
You have to wait until Thursday, but then you can order it. But I do sell signed copies on my website also.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can go ahead and pre-order one of those.
And what about audio? Will it be in audio as well as
most
of the
other books? It will be.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It does, it takes a little while longer.
Sure.
My narrator, Piper Down, can't get started until the manuscript is 100% done.
Yes. And yeah, you can't send her changes.
Yeah,
and she's like, I recorded that already.
Traditional publishers hold all of the book formats until the audiobook is ready and release everything at once. But one of the great things about indie is there's not a big lag time. Basically,
yeah,
when the book is ready, it comes out.
Yes. Okay. Well,
and so I don't want to hold it for everyone to wait until the audio is finished. So it'll be about 6 weeks.
Okay, great. So if those who are just itching for the audio can know that it'll be coming within the next 6 weeks. G.S. Jensen, thank you so much for coming back onto the show. It's been such a pleasure to talk to you, and I cannot wait to keep diving into The Universe Within. I got a couple chapters in, and I'm going, I'm hooked. I'm hooked.
Oh, thank you.
So thanks again, and we'll definitely have you back sometime, and have a great day.
All right, I hope so. Thank you.
Thanks, and bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, listeners, my goodness, getting the chance to talk to sci-fi authors, it makes my day. I hope listening to these two, to Dan Dates and to G.S. Jensen, has inspired you, whether you're a writer yourself or a reader who loves sci-fi, or even if you're just a reader, writer in general who writes other genres. The neat thing about sci-fi is it's such a broad spectrum. It covers a lot. And for those who are tuning in just now, and we're about to wrap up the show, my name is Bria Burton. You can find me at briaburton.com. And you can follow me on social media. My handle is at Bria Burton with Instagram. I have a Facebook author page. So you can check out what I'm doing with my short stories and novel writing. I want to thank Big Ed in the studio. Thank you, producer Big Ed, for everything that you do. And Patsy Gill, the host of Joy on Paper, will be back with you all for her Thursday show at 11 o'clock. And this is just an amazing opportunity that I get to sit with you all for Sci-Fi Hour. I hope you'll join me next month when I'm back with two more amazing authors. Take care, everybody. Go read a book, go write a book, and be sure to tell the author by leaving them a review how much you loved their book. Bye-bye now.